Good morning, evening, or afternoon. You're listening to Discussions on Distraction Network. I am your host, Holiday, and I have two special guests with me today. One you know, the other you wish you would never know. D, what's up?
Nothing much, man. What's going on with you?
I'm fine.
Which one am I?
You're the one that they know.
Oh, okay.
The one they wish they never knew. It's this guy. I call him Prince now. And he's going to tell you what he likes to call himself.
This is a man called Tez, and I'll have you know that I changed my handle on Twitter.
What is it?
Mansa Musa the 7th.
Jesus, gay. What's that?
Mansa Musa. You don't know who Mansa Musa is?
Man, explain this to me.
The richest man in history from Africa?
I don't think he was the richest man in history.
And you notice how?
Because Jay-Z is now. I couldn't say it with a straight face. All right, so what are we going to talk about today, D? I'm so happy that D's back, though, because, you know, D does research. And he comes with good subjects and all that stuff.
Sometimes. On Thursdays. I got over here on time and was in the car for a while.
I was on time,
so,
by the way.
I had some time to do some research.
I was late by a whole hour.
Yeah. So while I was waiting from being here on time, I looked up some things and something actually pretty interesting just dropped today. The Verge dropped a article that the Irish Examiner wrote about Apple hiring contractors to listen to at least 1,000 recordings from your Siri device each day.
Blasphemy.
So, I mean,
blasphemy.
If they're listening to 1,000 recordings a day just in a normal 8-hour day, that's 2 recordings per minute. So anything that potentially you have requested of Siri, questions, ask her to make jokes, whatever, it's been recorded and people are listening to it.
Hey, Siri. How big is my penis? I just helped out them people.
Now, me personally, I'm a Samsung man. So I use Bixby. So I just want to say, before you say something smart, to anyone who's listening from Samsung, fuck you and your punk ass daddy.
All right. So we're going to keep this on Apple right now because we had this discussion about Android so many times. And we all know that Android phones listen to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I mean, let's be honest. We've had this conversation about a lot of different phones. Yes. And they all listen to you at any given time.
The only difference is...
You know why it's proof? Because you just held your phone up to your face and said, "Hey, Siri." You didn't press the button in.
So I have "Hey, Siri" turned on.
It's sitting there. Right. But it's sitting there waiting to hear that.
But so it is listening. My choice to
so
make it listen to
the
me.
Whole time.
So that's the only difference. It's my choice on my phone to let Siri listen to
Now, you know what phones we didn't have to go through the shit with? Blackberries.
That's because they weren't technologically advanced enough to
All
figure
I'm
out
is,
how to listen to a shit.
Just like Tom.
They couldn't even get the goddamn rollerball right. You know what I mean?
All I'm saying is, just like Tom, some new shit came through and we just left them alone. And they never did shit like this to us.
Tom is MySpace, right?
Yeah.
Man, I love MySpace. MySpace taught black people how to code.
Yeah. And Tom never fucked us over like Mark Zuckerberg.
D.O.V. looking at me like, what? Well, that is right.
Yeah.
Black people want to put music on their stuff, so they code it. Black Planet.
Yeah.
MySpace.
That was it.
SouthernComfort.com.
That was the extent of our HTML lessons.
But yeah, so, I mean, like me, myself personally, I know Siri's listening to me now, but now... I have nothing to worry about because the only thing Siri listens to, this is why I chose to let Siri listen to me. And it is a choice. You have the choice to turn it off. It's automatically off and it asks you if you want to turn it on Apple, which is the difference because on Google phones, it's always on. But it was my choice to let Siri listen to me because the only thing you're listening to is kid songs and then what I'm going to eat and then where I am. Because it has my location.
What you're going to eat? Though. What do you mean by what you're going to eat?
I'll be like, "Hey, Siri. What's the best chicken sandwich I could get today?"
Oh, God.
Woo, Siri, thank you.
Hey, Siri. Is there a Popeyes nearby?
Fuck.
One possibility I see is Popeyes Louisiana Kitchen on Parkway Avenue.
You getting paid by them yet? Or you just doing this out of kind of your heart?
The second is Popeyes Louisiana Kitchen on Dorchester Road, North Charleston. About 5 miles to your south, and it gets 2.5 stars.
Mm.
It's open today 2.5. From 7 o'clock to 2300 hours. Do you want that one?
No, we're going to stop.
The second is Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen.
You know what's crazy? When I went to, I tried the chicken sandwich.
He tried it already.
When I went to get one, the girl told one of the not the girls, but one of the customers who was in the line.
She asked you to eat off her pussy?
She told me, wait, ignore that. She told me that the one I used to go to, the one I hate on Rivers, was not the bad one. It was the Dorchester Road one, the one that Siri just told you about.
Yeah. So would you eat at a 2.5 star Popeye's?
Fuck no. No, I take it back. I take it back. Here's what I say. Would if I knew why they're 2.5 stars.
Mm-mm. Here's what I say. It's going into Greece. I don't give a fuck.
Right. And if I, okay, if it was 2.5 stars and I saw the reviews, people saying like these motherfuckers are nasty. They don't be like, you can tell their hands are grubby and shit. They just be touching the food. Hell no. But it was like, if it's 2.5 because, you know, fuck those people who work there, then I'll still eat there. I know the food's clean. I might be pissed off once I get it, but I know the food's clean.
That's one of the reasons why I stopped eating out, because anytime I eat out, I have to eat fried food or pizza.
Are y'all ready for your weekly white person moment?
Okay, ooh. Yes.
I've never eaten Popeyes in my life. Never.
But he's eating Chick-fil-A. I bet he's eating Chick-fil-A on Sunday, too.
I mean, that's pretty difficult. But that's also pretty white.
I can guarantee
if I was able to pull that off, that would be uber white.
I can guarantee you, you order late.
You got to be like a part of the family to be able to do that. You know what I mean?
Well, you probably ordered late Chick-fil-A on a Saturday and woke up in the morning and was like, oh, shit.
I mean, I'm not on that level. I've never eaten Chick-fil-A.
I'll say Sunday. This for Chick-fil-A, though. Mm. I passed by that Chick-fil-A on the way up here.
Yes.
They ain't hurting.
Chick-fil-A ain't never going to be hurting.
People talking a lot of shit about, oh, this chicken sandwich is going to do this to Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. Chick-fil-A was still piled up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to have any problem.
They're not, because Chick-fil-A is the staple. It's like when you want a burger, even though you know McDonald's burger is the least quality burger you can get. We're going to talk about early 90s, mid-90s McDonald's burger. Or it was about 2005 and they changed their recipe. But you know that's not the best quality burger you go get. And just like McDonald's got a chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
You know it's not the best quality chicken sandwich you go get, but it's always going to be on time. It's always going to be affordable.
Yeah.
Consistency is key with McDonald's.
Yes. They don't care about nothing but consistency.
Yeah.
But then again, McDonald's doesn't have any consistency, though. Like,
if you go, their food is the same shit, no matter where you go. That's part of consistency.
That part's true. I thought you meant like service or whatever.
No, shit, no.
Because depending on the McDonald's you go to, like, don't go in there. Like Chick-fil-A, no matter what Chick-fil-A you go to, is it like an army of fucking kids in there?
Yeah.
All pushing the chicken sandwiches out. McDonald's.
And it's like, always their pleasure.
Right.
You know what I mean?
If you go to McDonald's like in Mount Pleasant, some nice ass place, oh man, like McDonald's is lovely. It's great. But you go to McDonald's on Rivers Avenue, man, like you may get into a fist fight over a damn quarter pounder.
Yeah, and it will probably take you 30 minutes to get your food.
Too. Right.
Yeah.
And it's going to smell weird in there.
That's why you get your food from Somerville.
So we drive all the way up to Somerville.
Yeah, I mean, if you want quality, if you want shit food, stay in Charleston.
Yeah.
Or North Charleston. Same shit.
Nigga, keep riding on North Charleston. Like, he act like I give a fuck. Like, I don't own anything in North Charleston right now.
We Somerville dudes up here. Gang, gang. You know what I'm saying?
They don't gang?
Yeah, gang, gang.
I am not gang, gang.
We rock, in this game, we rock purple bandanas with violet polka dots. Gang, gang.
That is a tough-ass gang. That's a very, you know, that's also a very secure gang.
It's amazing how far away we got from the fucking time. Every fucking time we come here, I'll say, like, one thing. Like, I was like, food? And look where we are now.
All right, so we were talking about how Apple was listening.
Apple's listening to you at all times if you tell it to.
Yep, so Apple hired a Irish contract company.
Why Irish?
To
though?
Listen to these, because they probably wanted to get it out of the States.
I lied.
Because they knew if somebody in the States was doing this, that they would absolutely say something about it.
Oh, but shenanigans lied.
So they had to get it out of the Irish. Who contracts Apple. The Irish? And I'm saying though,
Like, so here's the thing.
It's like a random contracting, basically.
Well, right, it looks like this is the same company that did the same thing with Microsoft and Cortana, and they were transcribing the Cortana, like that system, right? Have you ever heard of Cortana before?
Yeah, I know Cortana is. I have it on my computer.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, it's the Windows
desktop
Siri.
Yeah.
They were doing the same thing with Microsoft. Microsoft stopped doing it. And so they picked up the Apple contract.
Okay.
Right? I mean, past experience, bud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's 1,000 voice commands. So they are, and of course, Apple's stopped doing that now. So
my question with all this is, as a person who isn't, all right, as a guy in the room who isn't really that as versed in cybersecurity,
what did he say? As versed? You're not as versed? You don't like to smack that ass?
Okay, why would that be versed?
Left hand, right hand?
I get asked, why would that be versed though?
Don't go down the rabbit hole.
As versatile.
Just keep talking.
Is short for versatile.
Okay,
you should be ambidextrous on the ass, so it should be ass ab.
See, you just
you know what I'm saying, man?
You gotta just don't look at him and you just talk.
Splash,
splash,
you know splash.
He hasn't done that to me. Talking eventually.
He hasn't done it to me in a while. That's why he caught me just now. My question is, what's the end game with this though? Like,
there's no end game. It's data.
Data mining.
Your data and what you do. It's two things you can do with it. It's data. So you could take the data. You can learn more about the person or the object that you are studying or listening to, or you can take the data. And basically, you ever had those captures where it say, prove to me you're human or whatever like that, and you take those pictures and tell you to click all the pictures with the cars till the cars are gone.
Yeah.
And what that does is that's another AI function where it teaches computers what objects are in a picture. And on the opposite side, when it comes to that, you have people teaching Siri basically what you're saying to her. Like me, I have a southern dialect that some people confuse for Georgia, some people confuse for Florida. And with my dialect, Siri can't understand me sometimes. Yeah, but with those people, sometimes in the future, if they're typing down and basically relearning Siri to be able to understand people like me better, then 4 or 5 years now, maybe so. Maybe that's part of it. But I'm pretty sure D here is going to say something that makes it seem like Siri's stalking me.
And not stalking you, but at the end of the day, you agreed to the terms and conditions when you got that phone.
Yes.
And Apple they're no mom and pop shop. They got an auditorium full of lawyers.
Yes.
So I guarantee you, if you go through that end user license agreement, you absolutely signed off on some sort of monitoring from Apple, and they can roll that shit into diagnostic monitoring, whatever.
Right.
And say that they were looking from a diagnostic standpoint on what you're asking Siri and how you're asking Siri from the English dialect, so that way they can improve the performance of Siri. So, I mean, they'll have 1,000 ways that they can turn
Hey, Siri. Could you suck my dick a little bit?
I don't know how to respond to that.
I mean, so you keep that up, and soon she may have an answer for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Finally, she'd be like, open up. I mean, I'm going to open up for you, or something like that, man.
Oh,
like,
who the fuck you talking to?
Yeah, this is me too. I'd be the first Siri Me Too case.
Hashtag Me Too.
Oh man!
All right. So, the question is: you said they stopped, right?
That's what they said. They said they stopped.
Now, do they ever stop this thing, or do they just try to like
can't stop, won't stop?
I mean, at the end of the day, so anything that you ask is a query through a database, and anytime you make a query in a database, there's a log of that request.
Right.
So every single question that is asked, whether that's on Google and you're typing it in, whether that's you talking and it recording, it has to record your voice to be able to then query that database.
Okay.
So yes, people, individuals might have stopped listening to you, but everything that you're asking is still going into a database somewhere, and then somebody's probably still running analytics.
Someone has to run
analytics. So that way they can get more answers out to the questions like this. Some stupid ass people ask, like, can you suck my dick? Those kind of things.
Yeah.
So they want to have answers.
Why that person got to be a stupid ass person? Golly. Hey, Siri. Are you listening to me right now?
Yes.
Damn it! Damn!
She admits to it. I'm telling you, it's the license agreement, bud. You signed up.
I've been saying yes.
That bitch say yes.
Oh, that we need to go to break.
Oh, she was strong with it too.
Where to go? In today's world, it's all about encounters, learning, growing, living. It's time to do more than just exist. It's time to have an encounter. Life-changing, mind-blowing, impactful, beneficial encounters. And it's all right here at your fingertips. Encounter the magazine. Have you had an encounter today? www.encounterthemagazine.com, www.facebook.com/encounterme2, encounterme2@gmail.com. That's encounterme2@gmail.com. Encounter the magazine.
And we are back. that was my wrong voice. Let me try it again. And we are back. All right, I'm not asking Siri any more questions.
Yeah, leave Siri alone. I think it's time to move this conversation to just all smartphones in general and how your privacy is basically destroyed by owning a smartphone. So how many people you think in this world own a smartphone? What do you think the percentage is?
1.3 billion.
What do you think the percentage of individuals, like, let's stay in the United States?
It can't be half the people in the world. It's 1.3.
If we're in the United States, I'm going to say
90%. 90% of adults, like 18
now,
over?
Yes.
What level, just a smartphone or a certain level of smartphone?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I mean,
I'll take that number then.
Internet access. I mean, I think 90% is a pretty safe. I mean, market saturation has been done for years. Like, there's not a market that doesn't have this.
Ever since that homeless man asked me for money, I told him I only had a credit card, and he pulled out Square.
You were done? Yeah.
Yeah, I was done. Like, everybody got a smartphone.
And you was bitching at me because I was mad that people were still using cash.
That was the funniest time of my life.
Fucking homeless dude pulled up.
Yes.
Like, I got you, bro.
Did you ask for change? But yeah, so I mean, like, if you own a smartphone, I mean, you're looking at, like, everybody knows, like, your photos and location. So now you're taking a photo that's getting uploaded to the cloud. It's got metadata on it that shows where you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's convenient, right? Because you can look at a map and you can say, oh, look at all the cool places I've been and all these pins with all these pictures. But that data is stored somewhere and it's not stored on your phone.
Right.
It's stored elsewhere.
Just like what people find out. I mean, people keep finding this out for the first time, but no one knows that when you post something to Instagram or Facebook or Snapchat, anything like that, it's theirs. Like,
yeah,
that's part of their terms and conditions, that when you post something there, it is theirs. It's their rights to have it. So all these photographers here that says that uses their Facebook or whatever to advertise themselves, every time you post something on Facebook, it now belongs to them. So or every time you post it on Instagram, it now belongs to them.
So, like, if you're a photographer and you posted, like, a picture, you took a picture for, like, let's say, ESPN magazine, right?
Right.
Sports Illustrated. I don't think ESPN magazine still exists, but Sports Illustrated, like, Facebook could swoop in and say, hey, any money you give him has to come to me because that picture is actually ours.
That's not what they're going to do because they draw too much attention to
it. Well, true,
but
I'm saying, like, hypothetically, it could happen.
Yeah, so what they use it for is you can still go out and get the money for your picture.
Yeah.
So, but what they do is, like, some people notice advertisements for, like,
Crest.
Toothpaste overseas or something like that. They use a generic person with a toothbrush brushing their teeth or something like that off their Instagram post or off their Facebook post, and it's just sent somewhere to be advertised. And most of the time, the people never see it.
So, in Japan, fucking some motherfucker out there looking at my picture like, hey.
I'm pretty sure they're not looking at your ugly ass pictures.
First of all, I'm fucking handsome.
Okay.
All right. I don't know what you can say, shit like that. Second of all.
Like I said, you just keep talking. Don't even entertain.
I was going to say, first of all, my big black ass would be a novelty in Japan.
Yeah. They'd be like, Ishimu, blacky, blacky, blacky.
Like, Gojira.
big block.
Back to it. Screen recording, that happens. Key logging, that happens.
Yep.
Those are all things that happen for diagnostic purposes.
Did you hear about the one that it could tell what keys you're pressing in by listening to your microphone?
I thought that's how key dialing the clicks. Works.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I didn't know that there was
a
different sound for each key.
It was a few months ago that came out.
Well, wasn't that how phones actually worked anyway? They listen to the sound each dial made?
The tone of the dial? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like browser tracking. So even though you have the option to have the private browser, it's not private.
With DuckDuckGo?
So you download Chrome, you load up a private browser, whatever. Google has it. You're going through something to have the private browser.
What about DuckDuckGo?
I don't know what that is. So I can't answer that.
Yes.
But pretty private. Much, yes. Somebody has to have record of that somewhere. It's a standard log, right?
Yes.
So it's there.
Unless you create your own internet.
The one thing that most people don't think about, though, is the sensors that are in your phone. Like you have electromagnetics in your phone. You've got compasses in your phone. You've got GPS in your phone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So literally, you can be tracked at any location on Earth, and your phone now knows where you are.
Right.
Under the guise of E911, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You have.
Well, and now the battery's in your phone, so it never turns off.
Because E911 will work even on phones that aren't activated.
Okay.
So, you can pick up any phone you find on the ground
and call 911,
it'll work. So, it's not dependent on the carrier service. But, the accelerometers know how fast you're going. The gyroscopes know which way you're pointing. So, there's a lot of things that don't seem that they would be problematic by themselves problematic once you start putting them all together.
That's how Waze or Google Maps works.
Right. And then, of course, everybody like Xfinity, AT&T, they all offer this free wireless network.
Yeah.
So you just walk around, it just auto-connects, and you're on wireless. You're not using their service. Anything that you're doing is going through their logs.
Mm-hmm.
Not talking about internet traffic in general, but if you're using internet on your smartphone, which you probably are, right? So all those logs are going right through your vendor or
your
carrier.
That's why if you're trying to be sneaky... Everything. You go to 7-Eleven, get you a burner phone, leave your phone at home.
So essentially, smartphones in general are a privacy nightmare, not just the actual recording aspect from Siri or whatever the Google version is. What is it called?
Bixby.
Bixby, okay. Yeah, they're all a nightmare. But even before that became a thing, they were already tracking you. They already knew everything about you. All in different little things that get combined together to make it a bigger issue.
So this all started with smartphones, right? Or before that?
Oh, I'm sure it started before that.
Huh. OnStar? Was OnStar before smartphones?
Oh, yeah.
OnStar before smartphones,
but OnStar was
right?
there, but that was a purpose of OnStar, though, was to know where you were, right?
Yeah,
so,
right.
I mean,
so, you got to accept that. It is what it is with OnStar.
Yeah, I mean, at some point you have to accept it, but think about if we went back in time 100 years... And we talked about privacy issues before the phones came out.
Yeah.
Nobody had ever bought these things. Yeah. Nobody would have ever bought them.
Yeah, because think about all the shit.
That was crazy as hell.
Because think about all the shit a smartphone could do that you really don't even need it to do.
Right.
I never asked for a smartphone to be able to actually keep streaming YouTube.
Right.
Think about how everybody, when credit cards first came out, one of the reasons why they didn't want credit cards was because it tracked you. They could tell where you spent your money and how you spent your money. And that was nowhere near as good as a smartphone is now as far as tracking people.
Well, it's always that same thing that every generation says is the new generation's a piece of shit. They don't know how to work. It's the same thing with technology as well. So I'm sure that conversation happened when checks became a thing. And I'm sure it happened again when credit cards became a thing. And I'm sure it happened again when Apple Pay became a thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So whatever comes next, not with cryptocurrency because nobody knows shit about who owns what or where.
Tess, you over there kind of quiet. Are you scared?
Scared of what?
Scared of the stuff you be doing on your phone.
Oh, really? Because
I noticed you have a Google phone, and I'm pretty sure you're very familiar with the adult sites. Do you cover your camera when you're adult sighting?
Without confirming or denying. why would you ask that question?
Because for anyone listening, if you're adult film watching on your phone, you should always use your off hand to cover your camera. The thumb on the front side and the trigger finger on the back side.
Okay, why would you say trigger finger, not index finger?
That's I don't know what an index finger is.
The fucking finger that you use to pull a trigger with.
Then call it a trigger finger.
You know the majority of Americans don't own guns, right?
That's a lie. A majority of Americans.
That's a white thing over there. majority of America owns guns.
Majority of America, for sure.
Yeah, it depends on the area you're at. Like, down south, I don't understand why people don't have guns. Like, I understand why people don't have guns in the city of Atlanta. Because in the city of Atlanta, you don't need guns. Like, what you go hunting. But you kind of need it for survival. It's kind of like a survival tool.
I vacillate on
in Somerville, South Carolina, Fort Charleston.
I vacillate on that. I'm going to ignore his ass again. Because
you just,
I always,
you just talk through it. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Right.
I like Charleston.
My thinking is that I don't really need to get a gun because
you got it.
For any reason I would have, like, if I self-defense, I'm pretty sure the dude already got the drop on me. Like, I'm pretty sure a robber ain't going to wait for me to pull my gun out just so he can finish trying to rob me. But in this day and age, man, all the shit that keeps happening, I was like, I mean, every time I hear about, like, some mass shooting, man, like, fuck, like, yeah. Maybe I should have a piece on me.
I know a person that was very anti-gun. Very anti-gun. Argued with him a few times about guns. He got robbed twice and asked me to help him get a gun. Like,
I guess, okay, so he has
back to back.
He had an experience, basically.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, all you gotta do is be in the presence of a gun and need to protect yourself, then you understand why you need a gun.
On the opposite side of that, I know people who have been robbed at gunpoint and want to do their part to get rid of all guns everywhere.
So I guess it's like different.
I kind of feel like that's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know why people would want to get rid of guns.
And you know what it is, too? It makes me want to get a gun. One thing I've noticed is
if you want to know what happens when you get rid of all guns, look at China.
Damn, so here we go. God, we're off topic again. Holy shit.
Well, they are dumbing out in China like a motherfucker.
And speaking about the guns, you know what you could buy guns with? Credit cards. And you know who just came out with a credit card? Apple. And you know what we was talking about a couple minutes ago? Apple. See how I got us back on the subject.
We went away and now we're back. But all I have a challenge for both of you. All right. So think of your normal environment, right? And like what you're used to. And then think of something that is the exact opposite of what your normal environment is, right? So, like, it could be an item. So, like, say you will never have a cat in your life ever. Like, cats aren't your thing.
That's pretty accurate for me.
So, here's a challenge for you. If the cat is accurate, we'll use that as an example.
Yeah, let's use
just
cat.
Just start talking about cats with your phone around. I think I should get a cat. Or, I wonder if they have cat food on sale at some grocery store. And then see how long it takes for your Facebook ads to start updating to show cat litter, cat food, cats for sale from the animal shelter. Just give it a try.
So I've been doing that.
And you people out there in Radio Land, do the same thing.
Yeah, do the same thing in Radio Land.
It happens.
I don't think you can do that with black people.
Then you can tell that your phone is absolutely listening to you.
So has it happened to you? Because you have.
I've seen stuff online where a lot of people have done it, where they've done that exact thing.
Both of your phones?
A day.
Both of your phones are Apple?
Yeah.
So has it happened to you?
Nah, because I haven't attempted to do it.
Okay. So I've attempted to do it a few ways. I did it with my devices, and then I started going around people with phones. Because, you know, with I think I told y'all this before, but, like, Android phones does something a little bit extra where they recognize phones through the IMEI number. Mm-hmm. And they report the IMEI numbers and the conversations with around those IMEI numbers. So having a conversation with something like cats around an Android phone, I would get those advertisements eventually, like in a day or two.
Yeah.
If I do it, if I start having conversations about cats with just Apple phones around, no, I haven't had it. And I'm saying just Apple phones, but I'm talking about like me, my wife, you, Dre, like real people.
Fuck people. Wait. So you're telling me that when you go around people that have phones other than Apple phones and you start talking about, let's say, cats.
Yes.
Then the shit on your like profile page starts updating with cats.
Yeah, update cats on Facebook. It updated cats. So this particular time, was Jordan's.
One of two things. That is like a major conspiracy theory or you're full of shit. All
right. One of those this two. Particular thing,
and I don't know which
Jordan.
One it is.
It can't be both.
How in the hell would it know that you, I just told you. Were who you were from your voice to then update your
it's
profile?
Not, it's not that. It is my IMEI number on my cell phone and the accounts associated with my IMEI number on my cell phone when I'm around another cell phone.
So you're Android talking phones like some reports Bluetooth, like near field communication between the two phones.
Right, because Android phones reports that too.
Like the NPC thing on Android phones. How, like, remember
or maybe
time,
enumeration through wireless.
Like, remember, I think they call it NPC, but remember there was a time where when we worked for that company.
NFC.
NFC, that's what I'm talking about. Where you can just put the phones back to back and I can send all my pictures and videos over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about that. Right.
Yeah, something similar to that.
NFC, I mean, you have to be like within like
inches.
3 inches of each other.
Okay.
But it's similar. So like Bluetooth, basically.
Bluetooth,
same
okay.
Thing. Yeah.
Okay. But I don't think you could do that experiment with black people, though. Could we use
I heard my stomach growling just now.
Yeah, that shit was loud.
Ooh, sounded like a motorcycle
sounded
or
like
something.
A motorcycle. Yeah.
you can't do that shit with black people because we use the word cat for like 75 different ways.
Yeah.
Like, you fuck around, you be like...
Hey, D just realized about that one cat we be talking about.
Mm-hmm. So you like, may need to pick something else.
Like, I start talking on my phone, like, I want to buy some cat, and fuck around, like, prostitution sites come up.
You never like, know.
Let's see.
You should give it a try.
Hey, Siri. I want to buy some cat.
What kind of place are you looking for? Cat breeders or humane societies?
Strip
Which
club.
Which one is that closer to?
What?
I'm looking for a strip club.
Okay. One option I see is strip club Gentlemen's Club on Pepper Mill Parkway in North Charleston. Is that the one you're looking for?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. I can call that location or get directions to
you. Can you get a reservation?
What would you like me to do?
I would like to make a reservation.
One option nearby is Toast of Somerville on Old Trolley Road. Want to try that
Damn,
one?
Damn, she carries a conversation like Holiday does. She switched up real quick. Reservation?
Hey,
all right, let's go to
sorry.
Toast.
You can tell her. You can tell who owns her. She is just as ADD
I
as
love
I
love how she was so helpful with that script club, though. I would buy me a script. Okay, here's a gentleman club one.
I like that. All right, guys, we're going to take a break. Then we're going to close this out.
What's up? It's Heavy D. Every podcast, we want to come to you with topics that you want to hear about. But that's just it. We don't know what you want to hear about unless you let us know. On Facebook, at DistractNet. On Twitter, at Distract_net. On our website, www.distractionnetwork.com. Or email us at thedistractionnetwork@gmail.com.
And we are back. You are listening to Distraction Network. You can find D at D@distractionnetwork.com. That's the only place you can find him. Send him some emails because I erased all his old emails and nothing has come through for him yet.
You erased all my old emails? How many
yes.
are there?
Zero? You had like 3 megabytes or something like that. So maybe one. it wasn't that many.
We're moving up in the world, man.
A little bit. Tez, where can they find you?
They can find me at Manta Musa the 7th on Twitter. It still says a man called Tez, which is cool because that's who I am. And that's what I give you. But the actual at is Manta Musa the 7th, and that's the number 7th.
He does a lot, y'all. All right. You can follow me at Holiday4000 on Twitter. You can follow me at Holiday.x. on Instagram. Now, I would rather for you to go to www.distractionnetwork.com, follow this show there, which is discussions. You can also follow the other show, Freestyle Friday. You can also look at our editorials, and pretty soon the Distraction Store will be up, where we're going to be selling t-shirts and bracelets for charity. Anything else, guys? Nope.
That's it.
Until then, take care. Be safe. Holla!
I'm focused on that finish line. Developing a strong mind. Years ago, they stopped making my kind. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's alright, cause I'm on the grind.